Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning on your morning cup of sports right here on RadioAFS.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. I am B. Evans, and with me in the co-captain's chair today, because I have no idea where Farmer's at, he's probably heading back overseas because we know how Farmer likes to do things. But we got Tim, Big T from the Extreme Sports Show. What's up, Big T? How you doing, man?
What's going on, B. Evans? What's going on?
Man, you know, chilling, having a good old time, wondering if Farmer is on his way to beat up the Pope and steal his car.
You think so?
Well, that's very possible.
You think he's sneaking in the church in the back way?
Hey, you never know, man. He might be heading over to... right. Well, and... it's funny because, you know, the Pope has never been a very big, luxurious kind of guy. You know, he's always favored the modest kind of vehicles, you know, Fords and you know, he was given a Lamborghini.
Oh, okay.
He was given a Lamborghini. Why the hell are you going to give the Pope a Lamborghini? He doesn't drive anyways. He gets drove everywhere. It's the Pope.
He don't even get to touch it. So he just get to look at it and just like Fast and the Furious, just spin around in the hotel for all day, and he just look at it.
Exactly. You know, this car sells for 180,000 euros, which I've got to look and see what that is in American dollars. But... the Vatican announced that they will be auctioning off the vehicle because apparently, you know, it's just too fast. It's too classy for the Pope. But they gave the Pope a damn Lambo.
So you think Farmer eyes lit up when he saw that he got a Lamborghini and had to fly over there?
Man, he's probably over there trying to beat up the Pope, I'm telling you. Well, it's crazy. It's crazy because he's signing his name on this. He's going to sign his name on the Lambo. But he was given a Harley-Davidson motorcycle in 2013, and he signed his name on it, right, on the gas tank. He signed his name on the tank, and it sold for $77,000.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's the other one. I'm sorry. The one that he was given that they turned around and sold at auction was a $13,000 motorcycle, and it sold for $327,000.
Wow. And just sitting there, nobody probably can touch it.
Right. And he sold it was a Harley Davidson motorcycle jacket that sold for $77,000. I had it mixed up, my bad. But yeah,
okay.
A $13,000 motorcycle sold for $327,000 because it was the Pope's. And then he signed his name on the tank, and then he sells a motorcycle jacket for $77,000. That is crazy. I'm sorry, but just because it's got the Pope's name on it, I'm not paying that much extra money. You know what I mean? It's just not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they painted it White House white, which I think is funny. That's what they call the color, is White House white. But it shows, there's a picture here of the Pope kind of leaning over the hood with a mark. It looks like a marker on the hood of this white, brand new Lambo, signing his name on it. Hell no. I'd be more pissed than I would honored. I wouldn't want the Pope writing his name on a marker and on my damn hood. That's insane. But
yeah.
Hey, here we go, live from the Vatican, trying to beat up the Pope to steal his brand new Lambo, is Farmer. What's going on, Farmer?
Not much, man. How about you?
Well,
up,
you know,
Farmer?
Sitting here with Big T from the Extreme Sports Show, talking about your trip to Vatican City.
Yeah, man, it was a rough go getting off of Route 66, but the Vatican, man, I wanted that Lambo, bro, but you know the Vatican was just way too tight on security, and you know I called Big T, you know, to see if Big Buck Bill could help me out, but to no avail. There was no answer. I called Anthony Passo. There was no answer. I even tried calling B. Evans last night to come help me. And, well, everyone was somehow busy or just didn't want to answer old Farmer's phone call.
I heard Big Buck Bill with the ladies last night, so he was tied up.
Oh, he was tied up.
Yeah,
usually,
he was
isn't
tied.
It the other way around, don't you? Does the Big Buck Bill usually tie up the ladies, or?
Yeah, but he had the one tie him up last night. So I talked to him. Yeah, he said he apologized, but he was in.
No, he doesn't. Not if he was tied up, man. You know,
yeah.
Hey, you know, different strokes for different folks.
That's right.
You're killing me.
So did you look at the Lamborghini? Did you put your eyes on it?
Oh, I put more than my eyes on it. I might have that baby.
Oh man!
So did you see the Pope?
No, I didn't. But I sure saw his security.
He said I was gonna put more on the Pope than just my eyes there too. I wasn't aiming just for the Lambo, guys, let me tell you. I was aiming for two different exhaust pipes.
Exactly. You know, a guy got to do what a guy got to do. You feeling me?
That's right.
So I see that yesterday there was zero fuckery. Zero. And now that, you know, I did the Route 66 thing, went to the Vatican, flew back. I, you know what, guys? if I can be on the real here,
right?
On the real, I think Asia is so much better than the Vatican. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking that Big Buck Bill should take a trip down to Asia and try to get him one of those penis-shaped waffles that's, you know, got the cheese-stuffed sausage inside.
Right.
But then again, Big Buck Bill eating nuts.
You know, I think, hey, do you like, let me ask you this, though. Do you think Big Buck Bill or JT, do you like fudge?
Not too much. I'm not too crazy about fudge.
But you do eat it, but you like it a little bit?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like it a little bit.
Well, you know, Farmer took a trip down Route 66 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he went over to Missouri and just wants to let you know, we want to let you know from your morning cup of sports to you that the best fudge comes from Uranus. And
yes, it does.
So you should go down Route 66 and visit that Uranus fudge factory and get you some of that world-class fudge.
Okay.
Dude, it was bomb. And you can get it with A, nuts, or no nuts. So it's gooey and it is sticky. I even found a piece of corn in one of mine. I wasn't quite sure what that one was about, but other than that, it was phenomenal. But you know what, guys? I got to get something off my chest. And no, it's not Big T's nuts or B. Evans' nuts, okay? But I have a severe issue with today's America, where we
you're the only one, buddy.
Where we honor some jackwad that wears pig police officer socks, a Fidel Castro shirt, and also a person that takes a knee during the national anthem, and we give this person the Citizen of the Year Award when there was another professional athlete, very hardly any media presence around him, big stream, little stream, or small stream, however you want to call it, media, who donated or who raised $35 million, $35 million. To help his people in Houston. And there is not one word, not even one iota of him anywhere throughout the media. Now, could this be a racial thing because he's a white dude? B? Or could this be something that, you know, I'm just overthinking? But you would think the Citizen of the Year would be a man or a person who has helped their particular area or other areas, but by raising $30 or $35 million, that's with an M, ladies and gentlemen, for an area who was just demolished by a hurricane. Or do you give it to a jackwad who has all rights to wear big police officer socks? It could have been what's the character on Looney Tunes? Maybe it was him. You know, because all those are freedom of speeches, yes. I get it. I do. But how does that make him, by wearing a Fidel Castro shirt, by wearing pig police officer socks, and also by taking a knee during the national anthem, how does that make him Citizen of the Year. I'm just confused. And, you know, I'm not hating on the man because he has every single right to do what he wants to do. But how does that make him over a J.J. Watt Citizen of the Year?
Publicity. Publicity is just to make, I think it was more as a publicity stunt to make, just to have something to talk about in the news. Just something to have to talk, something to talk about to me. Because you bring up a good point. J.J. Watt did, you know, like $30-something million of a disaster for the hurricane that he helped raise and stuff. And not, you know, I understand Kaepernick, where he stands, but at the same time, it's just more of more publicity right now because everybody wants to hear him talk and everybody wants to. He's doing it in his community also. But at the same time, I feel like J.J. Watt is not a racial thing neither. I think it's more of what you're doing for your community. And I think both, he's helping, I guess everybody looking at J.J. Watt helping everybody, and people feel like just Colin Kaepernick just helping the blacks kind of thing. And I think it should go both ways.
Well,
okay. I can respect that, yes. B, what's your take on this? You know, I know where you stand with the Colin Sacker pick, or sorry, let's try to keep this professional, Jacob, on Colin Kaepernick's stand. But do you feel that, you know, that GQ, which I've never opened up a GQ magazine, or it's been a minute. Because I think I'm sexier than every single one of them bastards in there. You know how Farmer thinks of himself. B, what's your take?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, and we talk about this a lot when you and I talk on the Beating Drum on Saturdays. It's...
Hey, nice plug.
I think... Thank you. I think it's all, honestly, with news related, I think it's all about fitting their own personal agenda once again. And if you think about it, J.J. Watt, what he did was amazing for his state. That was pure awesomeness. He put in so much money and raised so much more money. It was just amazing. But here's the thing. No one, and if you look at it, no one in this country cares about helping others out. Yes, there's a handful, but if you look at the grand scheme, if you look at everybody as a whole, there's only a handful, maybe two handfuls of people that actually give a shit about helping one another. The rest of it is all about them or paying attention to everyone else, because everybody's so damn nosy anymore that they don't want to just keep their noses out of everybody else's business and worry about themselves. If they did that, this country would be a lot better off, let's be honest. But I think a lot of it stems from the simple fact that, one, J.J. Watt, yes, Texas has got, like, isn't Texas like the largest population in the United States of statewide population? It's like Texas and California are close. I know that.
Right. Very, very close. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's a smaller group. J.J. Watt raised money for Texas. And this is how they're looking at it, and this is how I would assume they're looking at it. J.J. Watt raised money for Texas. Colin Kaepernick stood up, or, well, made a stand by taking a knee for social injustice and police brutality and a few other things worldwide. Well, more so nationwide. And at the same time, that right there is going to get more popularity, more votes, more people paying attention, because J.J. Watt, he did an amazing thing. But if you do not support the cause, you're not going to follow it. You're not going to pay attention to it. Colin Kaepernick, whether you agree or you disagree, People are paying attention. People are watching. Why? Because they either support him or they want to cuss him out and yell at him and tell him to get the hell out of the country. So
yeah.
One way or another, you're getting that attention. So it's going to be more attention. You're going to sell more by promoting someone who has made such a major movement. If you look at the impact that his protest made, and to this day is still making, that is so much bigger of an impact than what J.J. Watt did. Now, is it the right thing to compare it, saying that he did his protest was better than J.J. Watt's? No, I'm not going to say it was better. I'm not going to say it was worse. That's an opinion. But what I feel like J.J. Watt did an amazing thing, and yes, he should be honored in one way or another. But if you look at the social impact that Colin Kaepernick's protest started, it's more popular. So go with the more popular choice. That way it's going to get more publicity, more money, more sales. That's what I believe. And we also have a caller, Farmer.
Well, all right. Well, let's bring on the caller and let's see what they think of this particular scenario. And I sent you a news article why I'm talking to this person. I want you to kind of take a look at it, and I don't know if you can poke that shark in the eye. So let's bring on the caller.
All right. Good morning, caller. Hello. You are live with Morning Cup of Sports. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going? You're talking about Kaepernick.
Yes,
well,
yes,
yeah.
We are. Who are we talking to today?
Hey, this is Nolan from Newark, New Jersey. And I just wanted to make a quick comment on the whole Watts versus Kaepernick deal. And first off, I just want to say that they're both good guys and they're both, you know, out there putting positive energy into the community. But how big do you think of an impact it's going to make? And how big do you think Colin Kaepernick's big black cock is?
Okay, say that one more time.
No.
How big is Kaepernick's black cock?
I think Kaepernick's big black cock is about the size of his forearm.
You fucking asshole. You idiot.
Nice. Awesome.
Oh, shit.
You guys don't know how to hang up, do you?
Oh,
no.
We love talking to douchebags. Come on now.
We do. Well, you're talking to one now, your co-host, you faggot. Hey, we appreciate it.
We love talking to you.
Come on now.
Well, you're talking to one now, your co-host.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome, B.
How about that, douchebag? It is.
Oh,
it's awesome.
I love every minute of it.
One call finally goes through to your shitty show, and it's me.
We have a full-fledged twat waffle on our show this morning, Farmer, and this is awesome.
I'll give you a twat waffle. I'll give you a blue
Yeah,
waffle,
come on over. Bitch. Come on over, cocksucker. I'll fucking
yeah, I'll
douse you
over
in my
your
own
shitty
syrup.
Little garage studio.
Yeah, come on over, buddy.
I love it. Oh,
my shitty little. See. My shitty. Oh, look, he hung up.
B. See,
I
want to
call him back.
We were so important. Oh, yeah, please do. Let's go.
Let's do it. our shitty little show, huh? This
yeah,
guy's
our,
cute.
Wait, our shitty little show that it took him out of his day to, you know.
The call.
to call, exactly.
Here you go, Farmer.
Ding a ding ding dong. Nolan, right? Right, Nolan.
Hey, what's up, fucknut?
Hey, what's up?
Why'd you hang up?
Because I got tired of listening to your shitty show like everybody else.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if it was so shitty, why did you call in?
To fuck with you, stupid, obviously.
Well, if it's
well,
so shitty, why do you
listen? Listen to the show. Right?
Colin Kaepernick in charity.
And I like cool people. You're kind of cool, man.
Colin Kaepernick gives money to the poor.
No, he doesn't.
Next.
I love Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, man, hey, you know what, man? You can call in every day.
I'm just getting talked over. I have no control over my show. I'm supposed to talk about sports, but I got a hijack.
Keep talking, my man. Have fun. This is the Nolan show now. Have fun, Nolan.
I have no control over my show. This happens.
Actually, if we had no control over the show, then we wouldn't have
called. This happens to Kenny Smith and Shaq all the time on their sports show. You guys are real pros. Why, thank you. Keep talking, bud.
You know what? You can call in every day.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. Go right ahead.
Every day. Every day call in.
This show's the best. I changed my mind, guys. I fucking love this show now.
You know how much more exciting this is than listening to you assholes blabber on about Kaepernick? Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. So you were actually listening, and then you decided to call in our shitty show, right?
Well, not only that, but it's blabbering about Kaepernick. We haven't talked about Kaepernick that often, so.
And that's all the time we have for today, guys.
You know,
this guy called in and hijacked the show.
Oh no, we're waiting for you to say something entertaining.
Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey, Howard Stern's penis. Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey, Kelsey Grammer wears a dress.
Hey, B, I like this guy. No, I like this guy. I do. I
want a gherk in your mouth.
He's dysfunctional. He fits in perfectly.
He could be our own little mascot.
I know, right?
We'll put him on his knees right in the middle of us. We'll call him Dewdrop.
Now let's reverse him.
Ain't that the truth?
He could be our own little mascot.
I know, right?
We'll put him on his knees right in the middle of us. We'll call him Dewdrop. Now let's reverse him.
Ain't that the truth?
He's our little mascot.
I know, right?
We'll put him on his knees right in the middle.
All right, so that's a big douchebag.
Well, no, I like douchebags. They're fun.
Oh, they are fun. But what got me, though, he was bitching that we were, you know, listening to or talking about Colin Kaepernick, but that means that he's been listening and decided to finally get the balls to call in once we started talking about Kaepernick again, which was actually any other time could have called in when we talked about Kaepernick and valid points, and yet he wants to call in when we actually talked about something legitimate with Colin Kaepernick and then wants to try and bash the whole thing. And, well, that just shows your intelligence level there, buddy.
Well, no, man. This is like, you know, our show. We are nothing but dysfunctional, and he just adds to the dysfunctional family. Kind of cool.
Hey,
I liked it.
Well, you're right. I wonder if we can get Twat Waffle to sing happy birthday to somebody.
Oh, I'm sure we could. Oh, I'm sure we could. It'd be fun.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it's fun. You know, again, you know, and I noticed that see, even my dog liked him. When my dog likes somebody, you know he's a hit.
What's your dog doing over there? Licking, your dog over there licking his balls or something?
Yeah, exactly. Look at his – no, no, it's a girl. So she's looking at her vagina saying, man, this dude tastes like shit. Why did he have to stick it in my ass?
All right, so Big T gave out his.
No, hold on, hold on. Hey, Big T. I hope Big Buck Bill is finally being untied. You know, what did Big T think of those? Our friendly.
Our new friend right there, Big Buck Bill.
The
waking
morning
up.
Cup of sports.
Yeah, he's like, that's what is a douchebag. And they are trying to explain what is it, and had they been smoking something this morning?
Yeah, wake Big Buck Bill up, and I want him to know what he thought of Nolan, please.
Okay. Wow, Big Buck Bill thinks that we have two. Have they sniffed something this morning or smoked a drink? Something they just. I don't understand who are these guys. Who are those guys right there?
Big Buck Bill, they're our new friends.
Yeah. And who? And they was talking about Colin Kaepernick and J.J. Watt, and they had no points. No comment. They just two douchebags.
Right. But Big Buck Bill, we had fun with them on our show. They thought that they were causing a disturbance, when actually it just adds more fun to our show, right?
Right.
Right.
Tell them to call back.
Right. Maybe one day they will, but, you know, they've definitely been listening to our crappy show, Big Buck Bill, and they finally decided to call in.
Do they realize they give us ratings? So keep calling. Keep listening.
Right. I will take those ratings. Exactly, Big Buck Bill. I never looked at it that way, but you're a genius, sir, and I appreciate it.
That's what Big Buck Bill is here for. Do you know I was tied up last night on the bedpost?
Wow, Big Buck Bill. Hopefully he was handsome.
Yeah, it wasn't in the heat, but the lights was turned
out. Oh, Big Buck Bill changed the feminine way. Well, I just figured, you know, you could tie up Nolan and show him what's up.
No, I don't. Do tight buttholes. So.
Gotcha. So the Pope is not on Big Buck Bill's hit list, is it?
No. He can let me drive a motorcycle, though.
All right, Big Buck Bill. Go back to your bedpost and having fun. And thank you for. I'm sorry that Big T had to wake you up.
All right, how about Big T is coming back because she's calling me back to the bedpost.
Go get some, Big Buck Bill. Just say, whatever you do, don't think of Farmer, all right?
All right, I'm going to slap her on the backside.
Wow, Big Buck Bill, look at you.
All right, fellas.
All right, Big Buck. Give her hell.
All right, what's up, fellas? What Big Buck Bill did?
Oh, man. Big Buck Bill's going to go slap the Pope on the ass and say, this is from Big T.
I don't know about that.
The fuckery is real today, gentlemen. The fuckery is real today.
Are we awake now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was awake. I was trying to have an actual conversation with a caller who was cool. I like it. You know, any phone call in is an awesome phone call. So even though he may have thought that he was disturbing us, it actually just, like Big Buck Bill said, it just adds to our ratings. So, Nolan, I appreciate you. Radio AFS appreciates you. But before this caller, you know, you went to go look at a an article. I don't think you can poke that shark in the eye, bro.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell this thing is.
Well, that's a snake shark, bro.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean,
okay. You
know, it's weird looking. It's got some cool ass looking teeth though.
Right. Poke that son of a bitch in the eye if you can find it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually not gonna try and poke this one. I'm not gonna be like the doctor that was in Australia and punched one in the nose. I'm just not gonna. I'll have to do some research, and if this thing's been found anywhere near the water that I'm going to be in, then I'm staying my ass at home.
You'll have to send that to Big T, because now Farmer, you know where Farmer is, man. Farmer is in the mobile studio right now.
Oh, I'm definitely sending it to Big T. Actually, Big T, yes. I just sent it to you, sir. So go ahead and check out that, that snake show.
All right, hold
so,
on.
But can all three of us agree on the sexiest man of the year was Blake Shelton? Can we at least all agree on that?
On what?
Blake Shelton was nominated the sexiest man of the year.
What? I don't know.
Come on! Really?
I mean, I don't know, because, you know, I always thought I was the sexiest man of the year, every year.
I thought Big Buck Bill was.
You self-feigned people. I would have voted for Blake Shelton. But, it is what it is, man. You guys aren't, not having it today.
Oh, man.
I am definitely awake now, though. Thanks, Nolan.
Yeah, thanks, Twat Waffle.
Yeah, Twat
and
Waffle.
Farmer likes waffles. Farmer likes waffles.
Yes, I do! I wonder if Nolan knew, and we normally don't do this, but if you are a Twat Waffle, we
what
will call you back.
What is it, a seal?
That's a shark, bro.
It's a shark snake. Snake shark, whatever.
Oh. That's why I don't fish.
He said, ugh.
That's why I do not fish.
So I need to give a disclaimer here real quick, gentlemen, because I just got a message from corporate. They wondered why we called the Twat Waffle back. So, episode or section A, maybe Z, Article 2, if a Twat Waffle calls in and the Twat Waffle does not block their phone number, said show, yes, I'm currently reading this, said show has all rights to call back such Twat Waffle.
And we call that Twat Waffle, right?
So we did call him back per, section Z, episode 2, or paragraph 2, I like calling episodes. So I just wanted to, Radio AFS messaged me and said, hey, you need to read the disclaimer. So I read the disclaimer, so that's why we called said Twat Waffle back, because he was entertaining me. And what better way to get better ratings is when you have a hater call into your show, because then you know that you're getting on somebody's nerves, which is, kind of what I like to do.
Yeah, if we're not getting on your nerves, we're not doing something right. So feel free to call in and let us know what we can do to piss you off. 646-688-8467.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for the rating today. It's Twat Waffle.
Right. So I don't even know. Guys, I don't even know how to come back from that. I thought the shark snake was a good way in, but I'm fascinated that somebody took at 9:30 roughly on the West Coast their time out of their day to call in to an unimportant morning show. I'm flabbergasted right now.
Yeah. And Victor, they're still listening, so the rate is still going up.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You know, Nolan's like a new Big Buck Bill. You know, he's a hit.
Yes. Big Buck Bill, he tied Buck to the bedpost again, so, hey, he's going at it.
Right. So, I don't know, B, what other fuckery do you have? And was that waiting for me to come back from the Vatican? Did you have that set up for me or what?
Okay.
Now, if that was directed to me, I got cut out for a minute, so I'm going to need you to repeat that question, please, sir.
Sure. I was saying, you know, Nolan, you know, I know I was late because I was in the Vatican. So was that like a setup, you know, because I was late or what, man? Because I'm going to be late every day if Nolan calls in.
That was actually not a setup. We really have douche nozzles that listen to our show that secretly like us and just want to, you know, try and be, famous for a moment.
Right. And also have it on a radio or on a tablet or something else like that so they could hear themselves on the radio. That's definitely squat waffle ratings right there.
Dude, I dare you to do it. Get on the radio and just call them douchebags. So that's what it was doing.
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen, douchebags, plot waffles. If you call into a radio station 10 out of 10, if you don't block your number, it pops up on the board. So
I wouldn't even
remember that
claim that they blocked the number.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't have even put down to not block – if you don't block your number, because that lets people know, hey, let's call in and block the number.
All right.
But that's all right. That's
all
right, Nolan, because we got your number now, buddy.
Yeah, we do. I wonder if WSP I wonder because I just see a police officer, Washington State Patrol, that just pulled over a car if he wants to talk to Nolan. Or do you think this isn't the right time to bug a police officer when they already pulled somebody over?
No, it's not the right time. They pulled somebody over. Why don't we just wait? We'll put his number in a database. We'll get the actual contact information, and then we'll call and say the guy's got like 3 pounds of cocaine at his house.
Nice. I like it. I like it already. Wait. Okay.
In the bedroom, I'm gonna look under his mattress and see what he got in there.
Right.
And see, the only downside is, I mean, getting his contact information, I'd have to find someone that lives close to him and be like, hey, can you record this because I'm nowhere near him.
Right.
Nolan,
Nolan, this is what you get when you mess around with Farmer and B. Evans on our show. Man, we could seriously embarrass the shit out of you. I'm sure you've got a few.
That actually gives us some stature now, guys. We actually have a hater. We are almost on the Howard Stern level right now because we know Howard Stern has a lot of haters. We got our first one, so we are now on the right road to becoming Howard Stern's, guys. Thanks, Nolan.
Tell Nolan, they're going to knock to your door. The police is there right now. Run. Stop running the
run, Batman, run! Oh, man. So, Big T, what's happening in basketball? I can't believe I just asked that, but somehow I got to change gears.
Hey, the guy that's played for the team called Duke hit 37 points last night, the guy that tripped people.
Great
now.
Yep.
Yeah, they went down my way, Durham, North Carolina. B. Evans, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The blue girls.
Oh, talking about Grayson Allen of Duke, who typically, you know, he caused so many problems for the Blue Devils. With all that tripping and all that bullshit, he almost got kicked off.
He almost got kicked off the team. Yeah, a couple of times.
Speaking of Duke, though, did you hear our announcement yesterday that we threw out a big congratulations to Coach K, who has reached the milestone of 1,000 wins?
that means he's old.
No, that just means that he's that damn good. See, North Carolina never had a coach that ever did anything like that.
We had history. We had, look, if you coach like 92 years, you'll make it to 1,000 wins. So,
hey, you know, I wonder out of those 1,000 wins, how many of those triple digit numbers were against North Carolina?
It won't tell me. It got like 28. That's it.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired here on the Morning Cup Report.
Well, I'll send out this from Extreme Sports with Big T. I'll send the invitation to B. Evans this Sunday. I will have the Duke and North Carolina rivalry show this Sunday. I got my panel coming on, my Tar Heels coming on, and I got some Duke Blue Girls coming on the show. Because they want to talk about how good Duke is compared to Carolina.
So we're going to talk about the Duke Blue Devils and the Carolina Tar Badges.
Yeah, the Duke Blue Devils and the Tar Heels.
Tar Badges. I like that one. I have no clue what
you're
talking about. So I'm going to go fuck basketball. All right, I'm good.
Farmer, yes, can you name who was the most important guy came on North Carolina Tar Heels?
Michael Jordan.
All right, name me somebody from Duke.
Grant Hill.
It took you a long time. That's what I'm talking about. See, I'm just naming.
No, you gotta be able to watch basketball. You can't use that.
But hey, at least I knew Grant Hill.
Hey, I give you that though. You named Grant Hill. I am very impressed with that, Farmer. Kudos to you. Everybody. Now, here's the more impressive part though. If Farmer can name someone else, look, North Carolina, other than Michael Jordan, because everybody knows Michael Jordan came from North Carolina. So give us somebody else, and I'll be impressed.
Okay. I think he can name me two more Tar Heels.
Without shooting any messages either, Big T.
Well, I'm taking Michael Jordan out. Taking Michael Jordan out. Name me two more Tar Heels.
Isaiah Thomas?
Huh?
Isaiah Thomas?
No. Farmer, we need to go back. Don't worry about it.
I don't fucking know.
Big T.
Yes.
Challenge accepted, buddy. I'll be there Sunday night.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, not only will I be there Sunday night.
I want to know now, damn it. I want to know who else came, who else should I know that was a tar vagina?
Kenny Smith.
Oh.
Jerry
exactly.
Stackhouse.
Who?
James Worthy.
Sub Kagan.
Sam Perkins.
I've heard of him, but I didn't know he came from there.
Scott Williams.
Nope. Dragon.
Rick Fox. Everybody know Rick Fox.
I know the Red Fox or the Gray Fox or the Silver Fox. I don't know Rick Fox.
You don't know Rick Fox? Rick Fox?
Yeah, see, I do. Sorry. Go fish.
I'll tell you what, not only will I be there Sunday night, but I'll see if I can add to it, and I'll see if I can get one of the hosts from a show we recently had here on the network, not too long back, they've been gone now, but Ball Talk with Sporty J. I'm going to see if I can get Sporty J to show up for that show, too, because he's a Duke fan as well.
Oh, bring it on. Bring it. Oh.
Okay, well, hold on. You know, let's make this an even thing. I made Big T name some Tar Heels, and the other one I recognized was MJ. B, let's try the Duke Blue Devils.
What's that now?
Well, now let's try the Duke Blue Devils. Name some Duke Blue Devils that you think I should know.
Well.
It ain't that many.
Okay, you mentioned Grant Hill, Carlos Boozer.
I've heard of him, yes, I know Boozer.
Christian Laettner.
I've heard of these names at least. Okay, carry on.
Oh, see, T, I'm already up on you, man.
All right, give me some more.
Everybody like Christian Laettner because he like to beat people. Like grazing out. So anybody can recognize it.
Okay.
Jeff Mullins.
No. Nope.
Kyle
Sheldon.
Elton Brand.
Nope.
Really?
Yes.
What about Chris Duhon?
Chris Duhon.
JJ Redick.
Nope.
Sheldon Williams.
Nope.
Man.
You need to catch up some basketball. You need to go to a game.
Nope.
What about Art Heyman? Jason Williams.
Nope.
Any
nope.
of those?
Grant Hill, baby. Let's go Grant Hill. Make me some
Johnny.
Basket.
Shane Battier.
I never knew Johnny Football went to Duke. I thought he went to Texas A&M.
What about Shane Battier?
No, I don't know anybody named Batshit Crazy. Sorry, try again.
Batshit Crazy.
Okay.
Bobby Hurley.
Palmer. Nope. Is he related to Bobby the Brain Heenan?
No.
Okay. Whose birthday is it today?
Oh, I got one for you. I was just hoping for a phone call.
Well, we had one, but Plot Waffle left.
Are you going to do this one today, Farmer? Because I got a good one for you.
I think I might. We got to end the show on a positive.
Here we go. So it's got to be good, baby. This is Macho Man Randy Savage's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Took a lot out of you, huh?
Yeah, I did. Macho Man came out from inside me, and he wanted to do a Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan impersonation also. I don't know, man. Hey, it's whatever Macho Man wants to do.
I got a question. I got a question about the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Do you believe what he said, that he's been over 10,000 women?
You know, B. Evans had... And he is styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying. It's a possibility.
Well, now not only did he claim to have sex with 10,000 women, but he also says that he masturbated twice a day on top of having sex with 10,000 women. Now that's probably one of the largest sex drives I've ever heard of in my entire life.
I would agree.
Yep. And all
not to mention,
out there.
Not to mention, how could he do that? That thing's got to be raw from all that work.
Yeah. They probably can't get up no more.
Hey, guys, I guess I'm missing. I'm profiling. I'm always profiling. I'm styling, too. Profiling. I'm jet flying now. The only thing that I'm missing is a limousine. So if I can get the limousine, I got everything else, so then the women should flock to me. Wait a minute. Rice Krispie Maker, you're my only one. I don't need the limousine. Never mind. I changed my mind.
Good cover. Farmer might not have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Hey, or going with the dogs in the barn.
Oh, shit, man.
The limousine. I don't want it. I do not want the limousine.
Well, if you wouldn't have been so scared of the Pope's security, you'd have a Lambo right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
But hey, what do I know? Our show sucks anyways, right?
Yeah, it does. It's horrible.
With good ratings.
You know, Radio AFS should take it off the network because we are ranked number two. We should just be taken off. I'm going to talk to the promotional team right now. Promotional team, you need to cut Morning Cup of Sports from Radio AFS right now because we suck.
Yes, the second largest show on your network because some twat waffle douchebag called in and feels that our show sucks. And we should not be on the air because it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Right, cut us. I'll start tomorrow. Cut me. Cut me, damn it.
Now, see, me on the other hand, I think that Radio AFS should keep us on so that we can make sure that those douche nozzles, such as Nolan, gets the opportunity to listen to our bad show. Because even though we're bad, he must like something about it for him to listen long enough to be able to call in and know what we've been talking about in the past.
Right?
So, you know, it's like... It's like the fat ugly strippers. They're gonna get up and they're gonna do their thing because they may know that they're bad, or they may not know that they're bad, but they're still getting paid. Well, we're still getting you to listen. So, hey, you know, we're doing what we do, and you just keep sitting back and listening to the show because I know you're listening right now, buddy, and we love you. So come on back on over to the show tomorrow morning. So we can verbally ass-rape you some more.
Right. There's that number for you again, Nolan, which is already in your cell phone. 646-668-8467. Hey, B, what time is it?
It is way too late for this shit.
Man, I couldn't agree with you, Big T. It's been awesome having you. I want you to go into the bedroom and thank Big Buck Bill after he's done being tied up. But,
what are you talking about? He's about to get in there and get tied up next to Big Buck Bill.
I know, right? Guys, you know what time it is here on the West Coast. It is always way too early for this shit. Hey, Big T, do you want to do the Radio AFS poke to get us off this bitch?
What's that?
All right, B. Evans, show them how it's done, and let's kick the tires, and let's get off this bitch.
And here is your Radio AFS Internet Poke. Boop.